We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pete Rose just sucks as a person.
This guy's a disgraceful human being.
Like, there was a while I had your back. Should be in the Hall.
Right, no
he
more.
Sucks.
Get the hell out of Dodge, man.
He officially sucks.
This guy is a loser with a capital L. So, good Lord.
So Pete's invited back to Philly this weekend.
They're celebrating like the 1980 World Series champions. Why in 2022? I don't know. Because it's not like it's like the 25th anniversary or something like that, right? It's something two anniversary, like 42, whatever it is. Like, why are we celebrating that this week? I guess because of the pandemic, they didn't get an opportunity to maybe in 2020. Fine, whatever. But Pete Rose has been a guy who's been banned from baseball. There's been a lot of people that have like said, all right, it's time to get him back into baseball. But after his performance in like a 1 hour window yesterday on multiple occasions, Pete Rose probably just needs to go away and never be heard from again. He's a scumbag.
So Pete makes an appearance and a reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer is asking about an incident that happened, allegedly, a woman alleged that Pete Rose had sex with her when she was a minor. Okay. Not that there's been a lot of chances. I mean, I guess you want to go outside of Caesars or whatever and find him. There weren't a lot of chances to ask about this
correct
case.
Yeah.
When you were here. And so
some casino in Iowa where he's signing now.
Reporter asks about this. He's obviously here for some other reason. And he responds back, it was 55 years ago, babe, to a female reporter.
Right.
Babe, he calls her, because it's still that.
Right.
Yeah. So this was Alex Coffey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I asked Pete Rose what he would say to people who say his presence here sends a negative message to women. His response, no, I'm not here to talk about that. Sorry about that. It was 55 years ago, babe.
Mm-hmm. So already,
okay,
really doing a great job.
Yeah,
there,
sucks.
Pete.
He sucks. So the Association for Women in Sports Media,
this is fantastic,
puts out a release. The Association for Women in Sports Media applauds Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Alex Coffey and other members of the media for asking about the Phillies' decision to honor Pete Rose despite previous claims he had sexual relationships with underage girls. There is no statute of limitations for accountability. Pete Rose is right about one thing, he said today. It's been 55 years since the reported inappropriate relationships, and times have changed. It is no longer acceptable to call a reporter babe.
Well done. Well done.
So then Pete goes on the radio.
Oh, this was TV.
Or TV, I'm sorry, yeah. A little bit later. Mm-hmm. And doesn't realize he just can't curse, I guess.
Joe said, Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, Joe, I hit a high fastball. And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no.
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action. I'm
pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay, so.
Ooh.
He says, ooh, at the end.
Yeah, I changed the subject because he cursed twice, dude. And you
twice.
Can't do that.
It was a 14-second clip, and he had two curse words in there.
Yeah.
There's no way even with a 7-second delay you're getting out of that.
I mean, if there would have been a Castellanos to right, I mean,
if Castellanos was batting at that point in time.
Would have saved that guy, he would have gone there instead, but it was just a looper out to right field. Pete Rose sucks.
Yeah, he really does. Like, I'm done with Pete Rose. I've seen enough of Pete Rose. I've heard enough from Pete Rose. I think baseball needs to look at this. Like, if you're Rob Manfred today, you're waking up and you're looking at this and you're going, Pete,
really?
we're done.
We got to do this again?
Lose our number. Don't call me. We're not calling you anymore. Just stay away, man. Just stay away. We gave you one opportunity to get out here and be honored with your teammates because your teammates wanted you, right? His teammates made this clear that they wanted Pete Rose to be a part of this. So they made an exception. They allowed Pete Rose to be a part of this. And in a matter of an hour, just absolutely took all the goodwill that people were trying to curry for him and threw it out the window. He just doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. He just doesn't understand that he's a menace and that he did things that he wasn't supposed to do. You have an opportunity to apologize and show humility, and he doesn't do it. He's living in a world where he's oblivious to what's going on. I mean, he's just a disgruntled, and it's time for baseball to just finally close the door and say, Pete, you're not welcome at anything anymore.
No,
I know they have done a really nice job of this, but this was it. No more baseball appearances for this guy. Buy a ticket and sit in the upper deck.
Sorry, sports talk radio people in July. No longer a topic. Just cross that off. You can't discuss,
you can't discuss it anymore. He doesn't belong into the Hall of Fame. He just doesn't.
Done.
I mean, what a jerk.
Yeah. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Dick Vermeil goes in the Hall of Fame this past weekend, former Chiefs coach, and got us thinking about, I guess, what's next. I mean, that's a nice Chiefs tie-in. They panned, and you saw Willie Rofe, and you saw Tony Gonzalez. I'm like, all right, cool. Those are our people, right?
Yeah.
Carl Peterson was there, right? And you're like, okay, who's next?
Well, it's really interesting when you think about it, because there's only, I think, 326 members of the Hall of Fame, right? So it's under 330 people in the history of professional football, whether it's the NFL, the CFL, the USFL, all the professional football ranks, right? Most of the NFL, but there's some that aren't necessarily true NFL. That's why it's called the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so you look at that, and everybody who's played professional football, and there's only like 326 people that have made the Hall of Fame, it's not easy to get into, right? Derek Thomas took a number of years to get into the Hall of Fame. Vermeil's taken a number of years. Cliff Branch took a number of years. So you think to yourself, when you look at this team right now, and when I say this team, I mean from like the Patrick Mahomes era on, who belongs in the Hall of Fame? Who's headed towards the Hall of Fame? And I think there's only three guys that are Hall of Fame worthy right now on this team: the quarterback, the tight end, and the head football coach. And I don't think there's anybody else from this era of Chiefs football that is going to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because it is such a hard place to get into. And when you can have your quarterback and your head coach and your top receiver all Hall of Fame talent, you know, that's why it goes to show you how good this football team is. The two most important positions on the field, the quarterback and the head coach, are both Hall of Famers, and the number one offensive weapon is a Hall of Famer as well. And Travis Kelce wasn't a Hall of Famer when he came into this league. He worked himself into being a Hall of Famer. A lot of what he did off the field, you know, translated to him being a Hall of Famer on the field. And so you've got three guys, I think, right now from this era of Chiefs football. And really, since, you know, Dick Vermeil left here, how many others could potentially be in the Hall of Fame? Obviously, Tony Gonzalez is already in. Will Shields is already in. Brian Waters is probably the only other guy since Dick Vermeil retired that I think deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Trying to think even like ones that...
And Josh, you could...
Pass that... That passed through that weren't full Chiefs.
Yeah,
Tyron Matthew have a chance? I feel like kind of no.
He's not.
Tyreek Hill, no,
not it's, right
it's
now.
It's wide receiver so crowded too. I mean, that's hard.
I think what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill, if he would have stayed here, he'd been in the Hall of Fame.
He might have
he's going to Miami. Yeah. He's going to fizzle out with Tua as his quarterback, and people are going to look at it and go,
might have pushed that.
You know, that's going to change the narrative, I think, on Tyreek Hill. I really do. I think he was a year ago at this time, 6 months ago at this time. Yeah he's a Hall of Famer. Now he's going to play with a quarterback that can't get him the football. Yeah. I think it's going to hurt his production and hurt his chances at getting into the Hall
Shady.
Of Fame. Yeah, McCoy, that's true. He doesn't really count, though.
He's going to have a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's going to have those two Super Bowls
at
the end.
And probably a Hall of Fame as well, yeah.
I think those two Super Bowls help.
Yeah.
Help his case, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, look, Vermeil said he wouldn't have been there
without
the
Revis?
Super Bowl. He's right about that. Revis goes in next year. He
next
doesn't
year?
Count. Yeah.
I mean,
no. Please, no.
I don't think we're going to count him as such. He played for the Chiefs. In the recent vintage, through this run, I think Revis is he's on next year's ballot, I believe, right?
He is. He's a first-time eligible next year. I'm talking about people who actually, like, legit.
No, contributed. Yeah. No. I'm with you on that. There's not that list is pretty
short. Priest Holmes should be a Hall of Famer, but he won't get in because they'll say it's not long enough, and I look at his numbers, and he's better than Terrell Davis in almost every single category, but Terrell Davis has the Super Bowl rings, and that's a big difference. Same goes with Jamaal Charles. I mean, Jamaal Charles has the opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame, averaging over 5 yards per carry, but I think the lack of team success is ultimately going to hurt Jamaal Charles. I think team success matters more in the Pro Football Hall of Fame than it does in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Another publication is underselling the Chiefs. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back in Monday edition along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams producing. Text line always open for you at 913-586-7610. Josh Vernon will join us at 8:30. Royals Insider. Cody Gold coming up at 10 live from Chiefs training camp. We'll find out a little bit later their scheduled guest after practice ends today. We'll tell you when they know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I'm telling you here.
Do you think they know and they haven't told us yet?
No. They usually tell it. They usually get there and then they find out. And then
I think Alex may be off today. He's usually the one that spearheads this thing. But I could be wrong. Well, I don't know.
Get a text.
I saw a picture of him at the Lake of the Ozarks on a boat the other day, so I'm assuming he's not back. Mm.
Well, not everybody takes an extra day when they go to the lake.
Yeah, if it's Alex, he hasn't been off all summer, I don't think.
That's okay. That's right, true.
Yeah.
I had my Dukes up when I clicked on the story. I don't know about you. I see the story, I'm like, I better be on this list. Whenever there's a list, you know, you better be at a good spot on a list, whether it's anything, right? This one was from Football Outsiders too, so I'm always on extra guard. They're kind of like the other the cousin of Pro Football Focus, right? They're both doing nefarious things with statistics.
Well, it's like ESPN's version of semi-pro football out of focus.
So I've kind of got my Dukes up, ranking all 32 teams by their under 25 talent in 2022.
Oh no,
we're best and worst core young players, and I'm like, oh boy, we better be high on this list.
No, we're not high on this list at all.
And the Chiefs were 10th.
They were 12th, Josh.
Was it 12? Oh, yeah. I thought it was 10.
You're looking at their 2020 ranking.
Oh, 2020. I'm sorry. 2020, they were 10. That's right. That's because I was trying to, like, how did they fall? I'm like, we saw a bunch of young players contribute last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could they?
Well, going into last year, they were ranked 29.
We're really excited about the draft class. I'm like, man, you're underselling things again. And they do point out the graduated players, so the ones that are no longer on this list, which is kind of funny. Jarius Sneed, Rashad Fenton, Tommy Townsend.
You're leaving off some names like Juju Smith-Schuster, well, Ronald Jones.
We've also
Mike
not
Hughes.
Had these guys. Is Mike Hughes still here?
No, I don't know. He may be, actually, yeah.
Justin, the newcomers, though, you know, those weren't really our guys before. But I'm like, okay, you're kind of underselling. Now you're going to downplay the under 25 crowd?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a Trent McDuffie or a George Karloftis or a Nick Bolton or Willie Gay. Mecole Hardman. And they're 12th?
Mm-hmm.
I was like offended. I'm like, no, there's a good young core of players on here that I'm really excited about.
There are sort of a good young core of players that still haven't really proven themselves.
Creed and Trey, I've seen that too.
Yeah, blue chip players, yeah, Creed and Trey and Bolton and guys like that. Is Willie Gay still under 25 years old? He may still be available to be, you know, on this list. As you mentioned, Mecole Hardman may still be available to be on this list. But I think this is where the team takes the next jump going into next season. They're going to go from 12 into the top five next year based on what we see out of this draft class right now. And we're looking at last year's draft class, Josh, and everybody's looking at it and go, man, that was a really good draft class by Brett Veach, right? You're looking at this year's draft class with George Karlaftis, with Trent McDuffie, with Sky Moore, just those three guys alone at the top of the draft. If Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, and Sky Moore do anything to what all the hype train has been about, and then you throw in Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round, if he becomes a player that,
what
you know,
if the lineman plays? Seven,
Darian Kennard, what if he ends up being a player and becomes your starting right tackle? Or Joshua Williams is cleaning clocks out there at training camp, as we saw over the weekend. He almost took, I think it was Juju Smith-Schuster's head off as he was going over the middle. What if Leo Chenal goes out there and changes his number to five? I mean, all of these questions that are out there
Chenal
right now.
What are you expecting for Chenal? To change his number?
To number five, man. You gotta switch over to number five. But if just those three players at the top of the draft contribute in a way that everybody's expecting them to contribute, how you're not in the top five next year when it comes to under 25 talent, combining last year's draft and this year's draft, I mean, my God, Brett Veach is doing yeoman's work out here by staying on top of things. And that's how you remain a dynasty in the NFL. It's not giving out bad contracts to free agents in March. It's drafting the right young players that come in and make an immediate impact. Last year's draft had an immediate impact across the board, and this year's draft has the opportunity to have an immediate impact across the board. If this year's draft has the impact that last year's draft has, my God, this team is going to be on top for a long time to come, because it shows you that Brett Veach and his staff have the it factor when it comes to identifying young talent and turning them into players right away. This isn't baseball, where if you drafted these guys, you'd see them in 2027.
No, you
want to
be
right
you
now,
want to be
right?
Good under 25.
You do. You want to be good under 25 in football. In baseball, you can't be good until you're 25. They don't want to hear from you till you're 25. By that time in the NFL, you're past your prime.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be. I was surprised they fell.
Yeah,
I was surprised they fell on this list. And I'm like, well, I'm really excited about their newbies and youngsters. This is going to make this season exciting.
And I think you are excited about the newbies and youngsters, but they still have to go out there and prove it. And that's where we are right now, right? That's where we are with these young guys. We think McDuffie's going to be good. We think Karlaftis is going to be a beast. I mean, he took that Rod Jones or Johnson and moved him across the field. You've got Sky Moore, who makes a highlight reel play seemingly every day in practice. Isaiah Pacheco is the most hyped seventh round running back in the history of all mankind. So if these guys go out here and perform like this level, right, we're definitely going to be in the top five. Hell, we could be number one next year.
Now, of course, the Chargers were number two.
Yeah, so right. Well, as soon as their quarterback ages out of that 25-year thing, like our guy,
the paper champs. Yeah, of course. Also, we're really, really high on this list, which kind of made me irrationally upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this next thing is. I didn't open it. I didn't read it. I considered it a shot. I don't even know what you're talking about, Bob. So take it away.
Well, I found these words from the 1940s. Can you dig this 1940s slang? Do we have any 1940s music that we can play? Because I was looking at these words and I'm thinking to myself, a lot of these are probably from Josh's childhood. So I want to use the slang.
Hence I didn't open it.
And to see.
This is about the 1940s. I don't know anything about that.
If Josh knows what these sayings come from. Now, these are sayings that I think we all use today in our lives. That word Genesis. Yeah, exactly. Words like that. Like the first thing on the list, cooking with gas. Do you know where that came from, Josh, when you were growing up and somebody said, are you cooking with gas?
I guess because that was the new thing.
Gas power. Yeah. Did you have a gas stove when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You did.
Indoor plumbing and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
The whole bit.
So gas stoves. Yeah.
Indoor plumbing and gas stoves.
I was watching something the other day. Oh, I was watching Better Call Saul, and the guy was yelling about beta, and I was like, that was Josh in a nutshell.
Yep.
The term Eager Beaver became popularized when you were born in the 1940s. Oh. Do you know where that came
from? Eager Beaver.
Yeah.
Eager Beaver.
Uh-huh.
I don't No, Leave It to Beaver wasn't that.
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
It came from the military, where cadets most thoroughly apply themselves to tasks in ground school and on the drill fields. That's how you became an eager beaver.
That's from the military, huh?
How about the term buzz? We use that all the time now, right? This was around when you became born back in the 1940s. The feeling buzz, a buzz. Do you know what that came from?
The buzz. Yeah. The buzz was generated when the automobile first had the gasoline-powered engine.
Right. Actually, it was first used in the 1940s to explain a pleasant sense of intoxication.
Once we stopped having the horse-drawn carriage, and we went to a automotive...
Once Prohibition ended, you were alive when that happened. Remember, once Prohibition ended, it became a nice term for being drunk, was buzzed. And so we still use that term today. Mm. What about a geezer?
So that was genuinely from alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yes. Okay. It was after Prohibition ended. It was a nice way to say you're drunk.
It was, okay.
He's feeling buzzed.
Directly point to.
Yes. What about geezer, Josh?
Oh, geezers. Those were old people.
Yeah, it meant old man. Comes from the 1880s. But in contemporary British slang, geezer means the man of any age. Like we would say dude or bro in the United States. Geezer
champ,
is
champ.
What they say over there in London doing. Town. Yes. Mm. What about gobbledygook?
Ooh.
So a bunch of nothing.
Right? He banned his staff, according to this article. Maury Maverick, who was chairman of the Smaller War Plants Corporation, former Texas congressman back then.
Smaller War Plants. I used to see that before they put the movies on. They put the trailer on for the smaller, what is it?
That's right. Smaller War Plants
Corporation. Smaller War Plants. They would have that film before your movie came on.
Right. He was talking about gobbledygook and staying off the gobbledygook language from using bureaucratic language. Mm. So bureaucratic language became gobbledygook. Mm. And finally, pass the buck.
Pass the buck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was when elixir used to cost a dollar.
Yeah, that's right. Used to pass the buck. Pass me the buck, champ. The blame for this idiom lies in the game of poker. During the frontier days, a knife with a buckhorn handle was often used to indicate the dealer. If the player didn't want a deal, he could skip by passing the buck to the next player. The gambling phrase was then adopted widely through World War II to refer to the way some countries avoided confronting threats. The idiom became so popular that Harry Truman of Missouri had a sign made for his desk that read, "The buck stops here."
It was a poker term.
It was a poker term, yes.
Okay.
So there you go. Words from your childhood. I thought you would probably know.
Good. Someone says from the text line, "Please, can we get an entire day with Kling's old-timey voice and Bob's Andy Rooney?" Maybe next summer.
You ever wonder the term gobbledygook?
It'd be hard to do that for an extended period of time. Plus, you'd hate it. You'd really hate it.
They really
you'd
were.
Really hate
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Gobbledygook.
The 573. I'm opening Ponax myself this morning. I've been walking around for 4 minutes trying to figure out where the hell that music was coming from.
I know.
Job should he, well done.
Should he come to Kansas City?
No!
Firm,
God, no!
It's the firm no edition. Next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We're just going to outright say no, right, from the jump?
I'm
a firm no.
I'm a firm 1,000% no.
Because sometimes we do play, should he come to Kansas City?
We're not even going to do that anymore.
With a real realism about it.
Yeah.
We can't, actually.
Right.
We don't have the sound anymore.
No, we don't have the sound.
That one's gone. It's a firm no on Kareem Hunt. Who?
It's 1,000% no.
Ask the Browns for a trade.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, let's go deal for this guy.
And so far they have said no.
Who's already proven he puts himself above a team.
He's requested a trade. The Browns have said no. He did report back to camp.
Mm-hmm. He's a hold in, I think,
he
right?
He missed some team drills, a couple practices in a row, and then had asked for a trade.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He's in the final year of a two-year, $12 million deal.
Mm-hmm. Finish out your contract, sir. We'll talk at the end of the season.
Yeah, you can feel free to pick a team at the end of the year.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Why?
I mean, you got everything going right in Cleveland right now, right? The coach said it was a normal training camp.
I mean, why wouldn't a backup running back want a new contract?
Right. A guy who's going to be 27, or is 27 right now, just turned 27 2 days ago. So going into next season, he'll be 28 years old. That's just what you want, a 28-year-old running back reaching a free agent market. What could possibly go wrong with a 28-year-old running back reaching free agency? Kareem Hunt knows what's up. He's not going to have any kind of valuable suitors at the end of this season because of the age in which he is and the position in which he plays. If somebody goes out there and shells out a boatload of cash for Kareem Hunt, they're morons. There's just no other way to put it. It's a bad investment right now if you go out and spend money on a running back. But there's two reasons why I have no interest in Kareem Hunt coming into Kansas City. Number one is he's now a middle-aged running back in the NFL. Why you would spend valuable resources on a running back in the NFL at the age of 28 is beyond me. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. You've got the opportunity to go out there with an Andy Reid offense and use a seventh-round guy in Isaiah Pacheco. He's going to have such a great season. Nobody's even going to remember who the hell Kareem Hunt is when he turns 28 and wants an upgraded contract. And I think what the team has done that I like the most and what we saw once Hill was traded to Miami, they have done a really nice job of ridding themselves of the me-first player. Who knew how me-first Tyreek Hill really was until he was complaining about 159 targets? He's gone. They got rid of Kareem Hunt for being a me-first player and, you know, lying to the organization, doing all that stuff. We don't need him back in Kansas City. The team has been very successful since he's left, and quite honestly, it really does come back to number one for me. Letter A, he's going to be a 28-year-old running back, and investing in a 28-year-old running back is like buying a 27-year-old car and, you know, hoping it works. It just doesn't make any sense.
It also feels like specifically for Kareem Hunt, he's only got one more year left, right?
On this current contract
yeah, with them,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
a team
sure.
that actually took a chance
on him
and protected you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel took like, a chance on him. Yeah.
Feel like you kind of owe them. Just play it out.
Yeah. Where did those days go where teams would take a chance on players and then players don't want to value that and
granted,
you know, play for the team?
He splits duties, right? He's not the, he doesn't get the full time.
He should be happy with that. It could preserve his shelf life.
But he fits in well with that offense, too, with what they do with Ian Chubb.
Especially without a quarterback, too.
That's a pretty good offense to be in. I just feel like that, like, man, they stuck their neck out for you. And you had another incident, and they still stuck
with
you.
That's right. There was another incident. You're right about that. And they were still there for you.
I don't think I'd complain. I think I'd just finish this one out if I were you.
Right.
And then if you want to go extend your career and play somewhere else, do that at the end of this season. But come on.
I mean, this is one where you just kind of keep your head down and go to work,
I would
right?
think.
Yeah. You know, and Kevin Stefanski, who's the coach of the Cleveland Browns now, we know, he says this is a quote-unquote normal training camp right now, which is a lie. I mean, there's no way that the Cleveland Browns training camp on any level could be considered normal based on what's been going on and what's happening with their quarterback position. And now you throw into the mix that your second running back is unhappy with his current contract and he may decide to, you know, hold in and wants to be traded or wants to get a new contract. Now you're starting that drama there. So you've got drama at your quarterback position. You got drama at your running back position. No way on earth this is a normal training camp for the Cleveland Browns on any stretch of the mean, on any stretch of the imagination. There is zero normal about this training camp.
No, none. Had a good run in Cleveland too. I don't know. I just think
he's done a nice job
He's in a nice little spot there. Play it out, and then then you could try to be a one year running back with somebody else.
Yeah, why
your career's
why
when your contract's over?
Why bring this up now? Like, what are you trying to do at this point in time? Hey, you know what? Everything's going swimmingly here in Cleveland. We've had a great off season. You know, we've got a great situation at our quarterback spot. You know, now's the time.
Maybe. I heard
who's giving this gentleman advice.
I heard Fox Sports I think it was Jonas Knox on Fox Sports before our show today, and he was saying, oh, man, maybe he just sees a Deshaun Watson thing. He's like, hey, they're paying anybody. maybe I throw a little fit, and they pay me too. I don't know.
I don't know, man. That's a disaster. Yeah. If I was him, I'd be wanting to get out of Cleveland. I'd be saying, take the contract. Yeah. Just let me be a free agent. Yeah. If I'm anybody on that Browns team right now, I wouldn't want to be there.
Nope. I hope this continues to be awkward. I hope this continues to be a thing. I just don't think he's going to last very long here, which is going to be the disappointing part of it all. But Brian Kelly at LSU is just so awkward.
It's really bad. Awkward is the right word.
Fake the accent. Danced with recruits. Remember?
Yeah, remember the dancing with the recruits.
Dancing with recruits, and now he's discussing the opening of, you know, their fall camp.
All right, it's football time. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, it's great to have you here, too. All right, I think that's how we're going to go this year. Beautiful.
Hey, coach. The media is not your players.
Right.
They're not going to whoop whoop when you ask for it.
Right. There in a nutshell is why college coaches fail in the NFL.
The awkward silence.
All right, it's football time. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, it's great to have you here, too.
So is he going to make them run gassers if he didn't speak to him?
Yeah, probably.
What on earth? Come on, everybody.
I am here for this. This is going to be one of the great subplots of the college football season, right? How Brian Kelly handles the week in, the week out, the day in, the day out operation of being the head coach at LSU. He had himself a really good deal at Notre Dame, but I understand why you leave Notre Dame for LSU. You're going to a conference that gives you the opportunity to win a national championship, right? At Notre Dame, as good as Notre Dame is, do you really have a chance of winning a national championship? You probably got to run the table and hope for some other things because you aren't in a conference. Being in the SEC gives you a better opportunity to win a national championship. That is fact. You're going to the premier conference, and now you have more money you can spend on players, and you don't have to deal with academic requirements at LSU that you had to deal with at Notre Dame. I understand all those reasons are good reasons why you should leave Notre Dame and go to LSU. Plus, it's LSU. It's 108,000. It's Baton Rouge, and you get the opportunity to coach at Tiger Stadium and have all that fun down there. Fantastic. But he's got to change his personality. He can't go in there and act like a total dope. I mean, he already made the mistake of trying to fake the Southern accent. Once you got busted doing that nonsense,
just be
probably
you.
Time to change you. Your act up a little bit.
Or just do a better job being you. I don't know, whatever that is.
That's the first impression that people have down there of Brian Kelly. You know how hard it is to change a first impression? It's very hard to change that first impression. Everybody's going to be thinking about, is this guy a fraud? Is this guy real? Is this somebody that's going to last down here? Is he going to get the benefit of the doubt from LSU fans and the LSU media if he's carrying himself this way? I just don't think that you do. And I think at a place like LSU where you've already faked an accent and danced with a recruit, you probably need to curry favor with the media so they do give you the benefit of the doubt. When you do have a bad situation prop up, how the media handles it is going to be based on the way that you've handled the media and you've treated other people. Treat people nice, they'll treat you nice. They'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Be a jerk like that, you're not going to get a benefit of the doubt.
All right, it's football time. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, coach.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, it's great to have you here, too. Say,
what's up, right,
dude? What's up, dude? I didn't hear that one. Now play that again.
That's what it sounded like.
All right, it's football time. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. What's up, dude? Okay, it's great to have you here,
what's up,
too.
What's up, dude? Right,
that's how we're going to go this year. Beautiful.
That is so funny.
Had he heard it, he probably would have said, don't call me dude. You know, I mean, that's how the interaction would have been. He's awkward.
He really is. It's embarrassing.
He's awkward, but I hope it continues for a while.
But why are you, the guy's from Vermont. At no level did you ever have a Southern accent.
No. Well, Southern Vermont, you know.
Well, maybe, that's right. Southern Vermont University.
They have a twinge of that.
Yeah. No, they don't.
No, they don't?
No, okay. They don't. They're all closer right. to Canada than they are to the South. They could do it in a boot.
I don't know how I miss this. Usually I catch this, but I stumbled upon it this weekend. The Ocho was back.
It was great. I watched a little of it as well. I wish I would have seen more, quite honestly, Josh.
The Slippery Stairs was terrific.
Did you see that as well?
I did.
How good was that?
It was terrific. They had all kinds of age. I just kept watching it. They had all kinds of age ranges, too. They had from adults all the way down to kids.
Uh-huh. Did you see the kids at the end that could not make it up?
Yes.
The slippery. Essentially, what it was like rubber stairs they were trying to come up while people were shooting super soakers of lube at you. They were shooting lube at people as they were trying to go upstairs.
They just would
and they would
climb
fall
upstairs
down
and
the
they'd slide
stairs.
Upstairs, climb upstairs, fall. Down. It was.
Did you try that with your kids?
It was
this
good.
Weekend?
No, it was funny. I
thought it was hysterical.
I enjoyed that one quite a bit. I also enjoyed a sport that I actually would watch more of. It was called
cornhole.
Omega ball.
I'm sorry. What?
Omega
ball.
Okay.
And it was basically, genesis of it, I think, is from a soccer practice, whatever, but it was a circle, and they had three goals around the circle.
Okay, how big's the circle?
It was, I don't know.
Like enough for one person, two people?
Oh, no, I think there was 15 players out there, something like that.
Oh, in this circle?
In the circle.
Okay.
Wide
and
circle.
It's three teams playing against each other in soccer. Shooting at three goals, and basically you just run around and try to score the other team's goal. And there was goalkeepers and everything. They were full-size goals, but it was a giant. I don't know.
So you're basically getting obliterated with shots the entire. How many balls are in play?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Just one. But it's basically who scores the most goals wins. So sometimes you could be dribbling in, and there's two teams defending you because they're both trying to get you to stop from scoring. I thought it was like high action and. I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never seen
fast
it before.
Pace.
Yeah,
I
it was really fast paced.
Again.
But I couldn't tell how big because I missed the beginning part of it. But it looked like they put it, you know, like over a full field.
Like a full soccer field it's on.
Probably not that long, but it was a giant circle and full size goals and goalkeepers
I'm
and everything.
I'm just trying to get in my mind how big an area this is. Yeah.
I'm guessing it was, you know, like if you took the center circle of soccer and went
sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
How many people are playing on each team?
I think it was
team?
Five on each team.
Okay. That's kind of cool. I can get with that.
Or maybe it was five and a goalie, maybe even.
Okay.
And so some are, I don't understand the strategy of it because you're kind of just running around, like deciding where the ball's at and which goal you're going
to. Sometimes the best strategy is not to have a strategy.
Yeah, it was good. There were no throw-ins or anything. You just kicked the ball back in
and went.
It was really fast-paced. And they played like three 15-minute.
Mm-hmm.
Quarters, thirds, three 15-minute thirds, played a total of 45 minutes. It was kind of fun.
Would you watch an hour of that?
Yeah.
Would you watch an hour of Slippery Stairs?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Half hour,
but Slippery Stairs, I thought was hysterical. And then they have cornhole on, too, which is becoming one of the premier sporting events right now in America. And the reason it is because it's every man can play, right? Everybody thinks they can play cornhole. Every tailgate you go to, the beach, wherever you are, people are playing cornhole all the time. The only rule that I would change is you have to be drinking beer when you play.
Yeah,
they're missing the mark on that. Like that's a natural light type of sponsor.
And
right
more noise.
There. Yeah, that's probably more
beer
noise.
And
too.
Beer and music and noise and whatever.
Make it more of a party atmosphere.
Because you do that.
Have the grill going in the background. The beer popping.
Yeah. Well, I got like a like the sausage,
Johnsonville
is the sponsor.
Like, I'm thinking there's got to be a beer tie.
Should be sizzling in the background the entire time, you know? Kansas City should recruit a major convention that needs a new home. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Someone points out the national tag championships were good as well in the Ocho. I didn't see it on the Ocho, but
that would be pretty good.
I've seen the tag. It's kind of fun. The
full-on tag.
Yeah, yeah. It's like teams, and you got to try to tag somebody in a certain amount of time before the time expires. You get, you know, one person has to evade and one person has to. and they put time on the clock, and if you get away, I mean, it's kind of insane.
That sounds like kind of fun. I looked at you and I go, there's strategy to this.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
I didn't see it on the Ocho, but I have seen it on ESPN.
Yeah. Yes. Somebody wants to know if I was driving a white Bronco at 119th and Quivira. Yes, probably so.
Probably
it's
you?
Kind of
probably.
Where we live, right around there.
Was it going slow?
Well,
was there someone in the trunk?
I got a story on that here in a second. It says, morning, Bob. You drive a white Bronco. Yes, we just got it. We got it at Bob Allen in Ottawa. So if apologies for creepily staring at you, first I saw the white Bronco, was like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Then the driver looked like you. Then you caught me staring. This was on Quivira near 119th. Anyway, if it wasn't you, someone who looks like you drives a banging white Bronco. Now, I would hope it's me. Not many people look like me. People say Max Scherzer looks like me. I don't necessarily, you know.
Yes, Bob bought a car based on irony.
Yes
that's exactly what he did.
It is.
Strictly so, for the irony of it.
Every morning when I'm driving to work and it's dark out, I look in the rearview mirror and I always see cars behind me on the interstate. I'm like, man, this is must have what it felt like. I did, a little bit of irony, but it's an unbelievable. I love it. The kids love it. My wife loves it. I love it. It's fantastic.
Speaking of irony, Kansas City has a new event they need to recruit and need to recruit it now.
Yeah, they do.
It's a couple weeks away, but I think we could put on a great event for this group and then take them out of the situation that they're in currently.
And Kathy Nelson is now in charge of the Visit KC side of things. So she's in charge of conventions and sports.
Yeah, no joke. This is no joke. This event should move from its current location. Cleveland, Ohio, August 24th through 27th, the American Massage Therapy Association is hosting its annual convention.
No, that's got to move. That can't be there. That you talk about irony, me buying a car because of irony. How about having a masseuse convention in Cleveland?
And the Browns are home on the 27th. I checked they're playing the Bears in the preseason.
Now somebody will wisely wait. You know these conventions are scheduled many years in advance.
Get this out of here.
Yeah,
Kansas City's your place. Come on.
Just move it down here right now. You can't have that convention there.
We'll host. I mean, unless you're going to go and make a stink over at the Browns, which I'm all for.
Right.
If you bring the entire group at this convention and have them go pick it outside the Browns.
Right.
I am all for that.
I think that would be a good thing to have, yes. All the masseuses show up there and say, we're not going to stand for creepers like Deshaun Watson. That's not why we do what we do. We're here to help people and to fix people and to make people feel better. We're not here to be creeped on.
Their convention's in Cleveland this year in like 2 weeks.
Come on. That's like almost a joke.
It's not. It's right? Real. It's real. So, Kansas City, we'll roll out the red carpet.
I mean, we put on
events better than anybody else anyway.
Yeah.
Take your event out of Cleveland. Don't go to Cleveland.
Call Tammy from the West, and she'll get you a few rooms in an event space at the hotel. We'll handle this whole thing here.
Yes.
We don't need to have this in Cleveland. No. This is ridiculous.
It's terrible.
This is ridiculous. Do you follow baseball images that preceded unfortunate events on Twitter?
I don't, but I feel like I should.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, it's really a funny baseball account. It's at Unfortunate MLB, and it's like they just tweet out things that people have said or did, and then like the next pitch, something bad totally happens. The most recent one they tweeted out is a tweet from a gentleman by the name of Chris Cotillo. Chris Cotillo. I don't know who the hell he is.
I've heard of Chris. Yeah.
You have heard of Chris Cotillo? Yeah. I have not heard of Chris Cotillo. He writes for MassLive.com.
Yeah, I don't know why I know him, but I do.
Well,
yeah,
you do? Okay. Yeah. So on August 4th, which was Thursday, I'm not mistaken, Thursday at 8 o'clock at night, Central Time, he tweets this out. It feels like the Red Sox are really going to benefit from playing a Little League team for 4 days.
That didn't age well.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it makes this website baseball images that preceded unfortunate events. Here's one from at Sports Talk ATL. When we beat the Mets senseless and this division is not even close, I want Mets fans to come here. Please come. Oh, the Mets took 4-5 from the Braves over the weekend. Yeah. So anyway.
I see Legend Bob, and he's looking scared. Baba Booey. From the text line 903-586-7610.
I see legend. Bob. Oh,
so, yes, scary. If you see a white Bronco out there, it's probably Bob.
Yeah.
It's probably
it
Bob.
It is probably me, especially around 119th and Quivira. And if you're there, honk and wave and say, hey.
Yeah. Make sure he uses his blinker. That's all.
Oh, I always use my blinker.
Make sure you use your blinker. This is gross and disgusting. But it comes from Applebee's, I guess. So,
well, geez,
and it has nothing to do with their food.
I mean, you know,
nothing to their food.
I mean, set it up, phrasing, tee it up, and phrasing. Knock it out the.
Sorry, ball. Phrasing there. they're coming out the line of lip glosses inspired by wing flavors to celebrate National Chicken Wing Day and National Lipstick Day. Mm. Applebee's is marrying the two and introducing a collection of lip glosses inspired by its fan favorite wing flavors.
That's right. Yes. I didn't know, first of all, the bees had multiple wings and flavors down there. I thought they just had either boneless or bone in.
So you could have a hot, hot buffalo lip gloss, a sweet chili lip gloss, a honey pepper,
right?
Or a honey barbecue. In a statement, Applebee's is known for first dates and wings.
It's known for first dates,
which are one of our most popular menu items. Chief Marketing Officer Joel Yashinsky said in a statement,
I mean, if you're taking somebody to Applebee's on the first date, don't expect the second one.
So we partnered with the development team at Winky Lux to create these lip glosses inspired by four of our most popular wing sauces. Find your perfect shade and spice up your date night by adding a little bit of that Applebee's flavor to make each kiss even more craveable with saucy gloss.
Saucy, baby. Who's going to Applebee's on a first date? Well,
that's what they're known for, apparently.
Is that like Western Kansas, where it's the only place in town? You're like, well, let's go to the Applebee's.
We got Applebee's or Waffle House?
On a first date, you're supposed to be trying to make a first really good impression, right? Bad first dates don't usually equal second dates. Going to the Applebee's is probably not going to get you the phone number.
Who's
for date number two?
Had a bad time at an Applebee's, though? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, that Brutus used to be really good,
too. Food for everybody. Yeah. Everybody can be happy. It'll be fine.
What about Chili's? You taking somebody on a first date and getting some of the chicken crispers at Chili's?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.